It is an unusual circumstance indeed, but one we were more than willing to engage in honoring Mrs. Ollie Tucker Ward as a woman of achievement for lifetime service. Unusual in that we are not talking to her today. We're talking to the person who nominated her. He is the provost and vice president of academic affairs at Harris Stowe State University. Dr. Dwayne Smith joins us on KMOX. Dr. Smith, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Carol, for the invite. I appreciate it.
People will understand that it is difficult often for a seasoned woman such as Ollie Tucker Ward to hear over the phone. And so we thought we would do it this way by talking to the person who nominated her. So thank you again. Yes. For making yourself available. Why did you nominate her?
Miss Ollie epitomizes what the women of achievement strive to support and to honor, and that's volunteerism and commitment in service to the region. And Ms. Ollie Tucker Ward, and I just refer to her as Ms. Ollie, she has over 75 years of commitment to this St. Louis region in all types of activities. And so for me, it was a no-brainer that she would be a person that I would nominate, and it's a no-brainer that she would be selected as one of the 2019 honorees.
And how did you come to know her in the first place?
Oh, wow. We go back years and years. She was actually my high school counselor, my freshman counselor. So I grew up on the west side of St. Louis, and so I was a Sodan Tiger. But during that time period, I believe there was about 1,000 of us freshmen. And I'm going to date myself. I came in the fall of 1975 as a freshman. And because of the substantial increase in student population at Sodan, they started a ninth grade center. That was the old Enright building. Actually, it's the old Harris Teacher College, but they turned that into the Sodan ninth grade center. So I was pretty much disappointed that I was not going to the main building. But one of the highlights is that I connected with Miss Ward. We called her Miss Ward at the time. And so she was my counselor. And at that point, I was, 14 years old. And I could tell even then that she cared about me. She cared about the students. She went over and beyond the call of duty to help us. And I really attribute to a lot of my success to the foundation that she set as my counselor.
We'll go back to my interview in a moment. When I was talking to Dr. Dwayne Smith, who nominated Ollie Tucker Ward for a Lifetime Achievement Honor from the Women of Achievement, someone walked up to my desk and joined in. Dr. Smith,
all right.
I'm standing here with Bob Costas.
Hello.
He's leaning into the mic. Hold on. Go ahead.
I'm talking with a luminary from Harris Stowe because I'm not wearing a headset. This is an extremely bizarre bit of broadcasting. which I think should end now.
No.
No, hey, I'm honored to hear your voice in this interview.
Thank you. It was just a brief interruption that cannot be accounted for. Continue about your appointed rounds.
That is fine. You do great work.
I try. Thank you, sir.
He said, thank you, Dr. Smith.
Yeah, you never know who will turn up in the studio.
You're right about that.
This makes Ollie Tucker Ward's interview even more special.
You know what? I think so. I think so. And for him to, when I said Harris Stowe, for him to pay homage to the university in that way. You know, it's interesting that she touched you as a high school counselor. And I've done so many interviews over the years about the unsung, and that's the word used to describe Miss Ollie, her unsung work behind the scenes, that counselors are doing just that behind the scenes, but really having such great impact, don't you think?
Oh, definitely. You know, most people, well, I mean, actually, Miss Ollie is pretty well known, and even it's evident through the awards program with Women of Achievement. She has a significant number of individuals that would be there to support her. But in terms of the day-to-day things that she has done over the years and how she impacted the lives of many students, particularly in the public school system, it is incredible. And so she is unsung in that way. But also for me, she is a significant person in my life and has been for the last few decades that I've known her.
In talking about the role that she played, what did she do for you as a freshman counselor?
Well, you know, you come in just as a freshman not knowing what to do. So she was just caring. And so one of the stories I share often, and I'm trying to truncate this because I make it long and drawn out. So her tailor, her seamstress, lived on the same street. So I grew up on Blackstone off of Martin Luther King. They call it the Wells Goodfellow neighborhood now, but back then it was just you lived on the west side of St. Louis. And so I remember Miss Ollie, she's given me a pattern to take to her sister. She's a sharp dresser. She was a sharp dresser even then. So I remember it was a Vogue pattern. And so I felt really good. I felt great that she trusted me with this pattern. And basically it was just to take it to her sister. So between leaving from the soda in ninth grade and to get into Blackstone, I lost the pattern. So I'm not sure where that pattern went, you know. And I remember being, terrified that Miss Ward gave me this pattern, and here I am, I lost the pattern, you know. Keep in mind, I'm like 14 years old, you know, and so I'm going up and down Union Boulevard and Page. I'm just retracing my steps. So, it seemed like maybe an hour or so before I had to go back to her the next day and said, Miss Ward, I lost it. It's almost like I lost a check, you know. And her response is, oh, that's okay. And for me, it was like a big relief. And I kind of chuckled about it then that, you know, in my life, that big thing was me losing her pattern. But it kind of set the stage for my connection with her, you know, that something that minor. And so it reminds me of the minor things that you can do to people positively or giving people grace, how impactful that can be, and it can last a lifetime. And so that's one of the stories that it's a small story, but it resonated because it connected me to her outside of her being my counselor.
She must have shown you some mercy. That's
right,
that's the end of the story. She did not kill you.
right. Losing my Vogue pattern.
In that day.
Right.
And talk to me, too, about, has been involved in a lot of organizations, and does she remain involved today at 89?
Well, she's kind of limited somewhat, but, you know, her impact is still there. So one of the things that we're proud of at Harris Stowe State University, she started a scholarship for a deserving student. She's a graduate of Harris Stowe. Actually, she graduated from Stowe. She was actually a homecoming queen of 1948, of Harris Stowe in 1948. And so she comes back on a regular basis to the awards program to not announce the award, but to bestow the scholarship to the students. So every year she comes back to this program. And so we haven't had it this year yet, but she is actively involved with that. No, she's done tremendous service to her sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. I think she's a diamond member, been in an organization for over 75 years. She's worked with the NAACP, Iota Phi Lambda, 100 Black Women. I mean, just the list goes on and on. And so her footprint or her imprint is still in these organizations, even though she is, and I don't think she minds me telling this, you know, she'll be 90 next year. You know, I mean, that's an incredible feat. You know, that is fantastic to be at this place and providing this type of leadership and this type of impact.
All right. Well, you said it was a no-brainer for you to nominate her. Were you the one who got to deliver the news, or have you been able to talk to her since she learned she was nominated?
Oh, yeah. She actually told me that she won the award. And so my role is just to nominate, and it's their role to tell her or share with her the good news. So I was really ecstatic when I heard that because, you know, a lot of times people can go through life, and it's not about her getting this recognition, but it's right, and it's good. And so for her to receive it, and then also all the things that kind of surround this this Women of Achievement. It's not just that you come in on that that Tuesday and get a award at the Ritz-Carlton, but they have a lot of activities that lead up to it. They have lunches, Neiman Marcus lunches. She had a photo shoot. And, I mean, it's just a lot of things that make the honorees feel so special. And so, for me, I'm ecstatic that she's getting this type of treatment because she really is deserving of it.
And one of the reasons that Women of Achievement exist is certainly to honor women who are doing great work, and as I have said, changing the landscape of the St. Louis region, but to also encourage volunteerism, to encourage women to realize that they can make a difference in their communities, not just through their work and not just as mothers or sisters or what have you, but through
That's right.
volunteering. So what do you usually ask the women who are being honored to encourage others to volunteer? But you can also talk to us about that and about saying thank you, encouraging people to nominate women they know.
That's right. I mean, and I think that's really the piece there to nominate women that they know. I think oftentimes you think, well, you know, this person may not have the background to get such a lofty honor, or perhaps there's someone else more deserving. But for me, the notion that she was nominated, I did my part. You know, then the rest goes to the organization. So I would encourage individuals to nominate, to honor. So even if it's not that particular award, but just really acknowledge, particularly for our elders, you know, it's important. You know, people leaving this earth every day and taking away the greatness that they have had and what they've shared. So one of the things I like to share is that, you know, when we talk to Ms. Ali, her mental capacity is very sharp, so she remembers things distinctly. So one of the things we asked the question, so when did you start in your volunteerism? So she says, you know, back in the day, when I say back in the day, we're talking about when Franklin Street was the place for African Americans to shop, you know. And so she was, I think she said she's about 8 years old. So that means that she's probably in the late 30s, early 40s. And she said she went to a shop. It was Christmas Eve. So it may have been Christmas Eve, I'd just say 1940. And the store is very crowded. And the people who owned the store was very busy, and she asked her mother if she could help out, you know. And so she wasn't looking to get a job, so she asked the owner, the wife, said, "Hey, I see that you need some help, and can I help you?" And so she was hired on the spot to serve as like a kind of, you know, she could only do so much really as an 8-year-old, but she kind of got her first foray into volunteering by kind of serving others. And for me, that says a whole lot for her to be a little black girl in St. Louis and just having that type of attitude that, you know, I want to give back. And it kind of permeates her whole life over the years. She's been involved in so many different type of movements, you know, the civil rights movement in St. Louis and the different, again, organizations that are here to transform communities. She's been in a centerpiece of that.
Well, that is a wonderful way to end it, and a wonderful encouragement for people to nominate others. I'm reminded of the phrase, "Give me my flowers while I live."
That's right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what this makes me think of. So congratulations to you. Thank you, really, to you, Dr. Smith, for nominating Miss Ali Tucker Ward, nominated by Dr. Dwayne Smith, who is the provost and vice president of academic affairs at Harris Stowe State University. He nominated Miss Ali for a Lifetime Service Award, which she will receive from the Women of Achievement. Dr. Smith, thank you so much for your time.
You're quite welcome, Carol. Thank you for the opportunity.